for the DRG Media Group Sports. I'm William Haynes. The South Dakota High School Activities Association has hired Christina Sage of Freeman High School to become an assistant executive director beginning in July, pending approval of the SDHSAA Board of Directors at its April 17th board meeting. Sage has been at Freeman High School since 1989, first as a teacher coach, and for the last 7 years as Freeman's athletic director. Sage will be taking over for Joe Alk, who is retiring from the SDHSAA this summer after serving as an assistant executive director since 2008. Last night, the Minnesota Twins fell to the Los Angeles Dodgers by a score of 4-2. It was their third straight loss, as now Minnesota has dropped 4 of their last 5 games. 2 of their 3 hits Monday came from the leadoff spot in Manuel Margot, and in the third inning, he gave the Twins the lead.
Leaning here, and he's running. Good jump. Ball hammered. Left center field. Trammell looking up. Trammell's at the wall, and it's into the bullpen. 2-run homer for Manny Margot. Austin Martin can gear down as he strolls around the bases. Twins lead at 2-1.
The 2-1 advantage lasted until the seventh, where the Dodgers hit 2 solo home runs to reach the end result of 4-2 LA. Bailey Ober pitched well in a bounce-back start, allowing just a run over 5 innings, but once again it was the Twins' offense letting them down. Through 8 games this season, Minnesota has the worst team batting average in the major leagues at 181 and have hit a MLB fewest 4 home runs. In their 5 losses, the Twins are now a combined 0-36 with runners in scoring position. The team will be back at Target Field tonight for Game 2 of the series against the Dodgers, first pitch at 6:40 Central, with Tyler Glasnow of LA facing Louis Varland of the Twins. Glasnow is 2-0 in 3 starts with a 3.18 earned run average, while Varland's lone appearance came against Milwaukee last Tuesday, where he allowed 3 runs in 4 innings, taking a losing decision. Last night in Phoenix, Arizona, the University of Connecticut Huskies defeated the Purdue Boilermakers 75-60 in the men's basketball national championship game. Purdue's 2-time reigning player of the year, Zach Edey, scored 37 points, but it was not enough to carry the team. The Boilermakers made just 1 of their 7 3-point attempts, leaving the 7'4" Edey to account for over 60% of Purdue's offense. UConn senior guard Tristan Newton led the Huskies with 20 points in his 157th and final collegiate game. Connecticut becomes the first team since the 2006-07 Florida Gators to win back-to-back national titles. They have done so by winning 12 straight tournament games by 10 points or more. Also, the Huskies' plus 140-point margin in this year's 6 tournament games is now an NCAA record. Last night was the program's 6th championship since 1999, further cementing them within the elite class of the sport. Their head coach Dan Hurley joins Billy Donovan and Rick Pitino as the only active coaches with 2 championship wins. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.